You know, we're limited to three bills, and I'm working on appropriations committee, so I haven't had a lot of time. So I picked out three bills that are not huge, but they're important to the people that care about them. One bill says long-term care insurance. No, one bill was prompted by people in my district who said a long time ago they bought nursing home coverage policies, and now the premiums get doubled and doubled and doubled again to the point that they can't afford the policy anymore. And this says the insurance commissioner will have the authority to regulate those rates and hold them down and make the insurance companies accountable. The other also was prompted by a constituent who said while he was serving on active duty overseas, his concealed carry weapons permit expired. And when he came back, he had to start all over, starting with the fingerprints and the criminal background check. And so this is a simple bill that says if you are deployed overseas with the military, your concealed carry permit expires. It will be that expiration will be delayed until you get back stateside, and then you have 6 months to renew. And again, it's not a huge bill, but it's important to the folks in the military that have concealed carry permits. So, you know, that's my job, is to listen and do what I can when I can.
And then Wyoming Works.
What was the and Wyoming Works? That's a fix-it bill. That's one that we've talked about on Public Pulse a number of times. We were clear what Wyoming Works was intended to do to help non-traditional students go back to community college and get a skill or a certificate. And the Attorney General took an interpretation that said, if you were in one program, dropped out, now you're coming back, you can't re-enroll in that program, which is just absurd. So this bill just fixes that, and I hope that's going to sail right through and get to the governor's desk, because we've got a lot of jobs that are open and a lot of people that would like to train up for those jobs.